We are back, the party nerds.
We were not ready. Let's keep it real. We didn't know that the theme song was even fucking playing.
We got the headphones on.
We were eating donuts. They were drinking Mike's Hard without the lemonade on there, and I don't get it.
Just leave it alone. Don't even mess with that. We're back, though. Yeah, we're back another week.
We are.
Why? I don't know, but we're going to keep on
rocking
it.
Where the fuck is our fearless leader?
Darnell got the bubble guts tonight.
Bubble guts. Mud butt.
He got the bubble guts tonight, so he can't make it. Darnell, take some Imodium or Pepto. You'd be good. And stop going up to New York and...
Oh, no.
Hold on, wait. Can we edit that?
Yo, we got my man Dev. Dev, what's up, baby?
Listen, man, you trying to make me deflect
something. Dev, what's good?
Hey, nothing's good, dog. Nothing's good.
Why is nothing ever good with you?
Because Lost in Space is trash.
Look, I ain't going to lie.
So we're not going to even talk about it. We're just going to say it's garbage. Do not.
That robot just
do not
that whole
waste
show up.
Any of your TV's wire energy.
And it's 10 episodes.
It's fucking garbage. I saw about 15 to 17 minutes and I knew that this
that was enough.
It was terrible.
So what, you didn't even finish the first episode?
No fucking way on earth could I finish that episode. And I was excited about watching it. I saw it and said, this is utter garbage.
Are you sure was it just like a slow start? Because I heard a lot of people like it. Yeah. To be fair, I have not seen it.
Listen,
but
I saw it.
Yeah, 15 minutes in.
He saw it. Guess what?
Is it ass?
It's I.
It's all right.
It's disgusting.
The robot makes it trash.
No, what they did with the robot. It's disgusting.
I wasn't feeling that.
It's disgusting.
You know, it was like whoever put him back together could control him, which is kind of whack.
It seemed like it was for like a little kid or something. Little kids to watch
it. It was garbage.
That's what it sounds.
The trailer, I didn't even waste my time on.
That trailer was terrible.
Kind of garbage.
I don't understand how to even want to watch it after watching that trailer.
Anything that's sci-fi, I kind of just give the benefit of the doubt. And then I go and I'm just like, this is garbage. Like,
you don't give him much time.
Dookie.
We got AJ in the house.
Yo, what to do?
Without the Ed.
Oh, man, I miss him.
Your other half is gone, man.
Yeah, he was stolen by his other half.
His real actual.
Speaking of which, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to my man, Ed. Your boy, Ed, on the anniversary tip. He's out with the wife doing the damn thing.
11 years.
Yeah, going strong.
Damn.
Keep it up, Ed. You give us all hope.
Man, I'm just trying to go 11 months without breaking up.
You the only motherfucker getting married out of this crew. Believe that.
That's fucked up.
I'm just keeping it real.
Nah.
And then we got my man, Rob Schwartz.
What's the deal?
From Who Mag?
In the house.
In the house. You got Who Mag Magazine. You got Who Mag TV.
It's Who Mag TV.
Who Mag Radio.
Multimedia.
Who Mag TV and Multimedia.
Who Mag
Condoms. Empire.
Who Mag Microwaves.
Do you have the Who Mag pop-up book?
I got the Who Mag Durags.
He got the Who Mag everything.
Yo, that's hard.
That's keeping it real, dog. What's good?
Chill, homie.
How's hip hop?
Hip hop is hip hop.
Yo,
man.
Me and Dev was talking about that Nicki Minaj, the Chun-Li. How's that?
Which one?
Her new joint that she dropped.
I didn't even listen to it, man.
Oh, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Rob, you see,
you're fucking wild.
Rob is old school.
I have some pretty.
Hip hop.
I have mild feelings towards that song because on one hand, yeah, it has a pretty decent beat, a bump, so okay. But if you actually like pay attention to the lyrics, she's painting Chun-Li as a villain, which she is not. So it's like, yo, did you even play the game, dog?
No, she's not.
She's not.
Like, you know what I mean? That's the only thing.
He just heard the part where she was doing Scarface. That part was Scarface. She's calling herself Chun-Li. That part she's talking about when it's like, they need rappers like me to make me the bad guy. That's a different movie, my G. They had nothing to do with each other. She's Chun-Li. Okay. She out here kicking bitches.
We with it.
Also, it was also the most disappointing music video. I was like, oh man, Chun-Li music video is gonna be like kung fu and action kicks, and it's literally just her like, you know, rapping to like a selfie camera. Like, it's literally all just like a selfie in the music video. I don't get it.
See that?
Oh no. What they're doing now is something called vertical videos. It's like separate than the real video because something's wrong with the generation of now, and they actually like everything that the phone produces. So they're making people are just as interested and seeing a selfie video at this point. So they put that out kind of like to hold people over. And some people actually like it better because it feels more like it's almost like you're on Skype with her or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking weird, but I feel you.
Okay, so they get a slight pass if they're coming off an action music video. Okay, that's that makes sense. You know,
and we also got Back from the Dead.
Yeah.
My man. Yo, Jorge is here.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on,
Yo,
guys?
Jorge.
What's up?
Jorge got this Bravo beer going on, so we trying to figure this out.
Oh, man,
Did
here we go.
You take a Bravo spot?
Nah, not at all, man.
Wait. Where the fuck is Bravo?
Bravo just got in off a flight, and I think he had to go pick up his dog.
So, I mean, he could just bring the dogs here. Like, yo, what's up?
I don't know.
Special guest appearance, Bravo.
Nobody got a good excuse not to be here except for Ed. He the only one. Everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, the bubble guts is a very serious disease. Like, I'm trying to tell you, dog.
Pop a couple, come on in.
Listen, there's a bathroom in the studio. If you have to dip out for a couple minutes,
when you got the true bubblies, dog, I think that's like, if there was an X-Men who had the power to give people the bubbles, they would be the most powerful mutant on the planet. Yeah, you just cannot function.
Shut the fight down right
bro,
there.
I will let a person straight bitch me if I got the if I got the bubbles. It's just like, you got that, bro. Because what you going to do? Punch me and I just shit myself? Like, nah.
Could be.
You see, if I did, I feel like that would be the one mutant I could be. Because on one hand, yeah, it'd be gross as shit. But at the same time, that's not going to stop me from beating your ass. Like,
what? Hell no, you don't want to fight somebody that shit.
I mean, no, I don't want to. That is no one's ideal situation to fight, but I would win.
Dude, if you got the shits and you started fighting me, I'm running, man. All you gotta do is just turn around and sit on
anything, bro. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what's Magneto gonna do against, like, you know, Bubble Guts, man? Like, you'd be like, oh, man,
oh, no, it's over. Like, he would literally make him drop metal on his own head. Like, Bubble Guts are serious pain. Like, I don't know, you know, I don't feel other people's pain, but my Bubble Guts, I know, is pregnancy level. It's labor levels.
Lord, that should be hurting.
Oh, what the fuck? These dudes is over here looking at something in the phone. I can't read that shit. Listen, man, these dudes, he don't got glasses.
Read that shit, man. I can't see that shit.
Yo, so we got this kid, Comicplex, on our live video saying that Steven Spielberg is directing DC Comics' Black Hawks film.
What?
They're doing a Black Hawks film?
Wait, who's directing it?
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, and he's a good director.
Like, I don't give a fuck. It's got the DC logo on there, it could suck my dick.
You just not fucking with DC no more?
At this point, listen.
You're trying to say you ain't hyped for Shazam?
Yo, cut it the fuck out.
I'm trying. You're not hyped for Shazam?
A dude in pajamas running around in fucking trap. Yo, that shit is going to be garbage.
Yo, the suit's got the muscles built into it to beef him up too, man.
Bro, come listen, on, man.
I'm calling it now. Shazam is actually going to be a good movie. I was going to say it right now.
Listen, okay.
AJ, hold on.
I've apologized to AJ.
I'm
going to
go on record.
AJ just co-signed Shazam.
I'm going to go on record and say it's not going to necessarily be like as good as like Wonder Woman or like, you know, as better good as some of the better Marvel movies, but it's going to be an enjoyable enough flick. It's not going to be bad.
Because Sam's thinking straight trash.
Listen, bro. DC, I have lost all faith in that entire fucking company. I would like them to start from the beginning.
To be fair, it's not DC, it's Warner Brothers, I think.
I don't give a fuck. Burn the fucking building at this point.
Aquaman?
And start over.
End of the year. December, Aquaman comes out. You not hyped for that?
Absolutely not.
I am. Aquaman?
On, man. I'm not.
Come on, man. You ain't like the Justice League?
He was cool. He was like a surfer dude that popped up and said like one-liners and shit, but cut it the fuck out. Nobody.
That ain't gonna carry a movie.
I don't even believe him, man. He's trolling. Rob's fucking trolling. Nobody wants to see this shit, bro. They've dropped the fucking ball.
It's gotten great reviews so far from whatever's been seen.
Dog, I don't give a fuck.
Come on, man.
What
do you see the trailer?
You want to know what people would like to see? Well, children. You know how kids now, they go on YouTube and watch kids play with toys and shit? That's probably better, to watch kids play with fucking DC character toys.
Yeah,
you, that's a AJ, lot of possibility.
AJ's co-signed it. Now, if AJ's co-signed it, I know you're going to lose this one.
All right. I mean, AJ has definitely made me apologize a lot of times, but AJ is also
pie.
AJ has also also co-signed garbage.
Okay, in my defense, the garbage I quote unquote co-signed were things I was excited for and was let down by. I did not see Pacific Rim.
Oh no, no, but what, hold on. What about the time that you tried to explain to us that? That fucking Game of Thrones last season wasn't as good as that goofy ass runaway show.
Yo, and I'm usually with AJ, but I couldn't fuck with him on that one.
Yo, the last season of Game of Thrones was a disappointment. Fight me. Last season of Game of Thrones was a letdown. But, you know, we're not going back into that. We've got like another year for Game of Thrones. Westworld's at the end of the month, though. That's lit.
No, it's next week.
Super.
No,
it's next. Well, it's in Sunday. This month.
It's Sunday. Well,
yo. Oh, shit.
Like, yo, 5 days.
Now, that's a godly
lit
show.
That show is like
is on pace to be the second greatest show of all time.
Yeah.
No, they took their sweet time with it. They took 2 years to develop and film and like direct and do everything with it. So that's
a good sign, right?
The same cast, the same crew. They had a story planned for multiple seasons. So it isn't just like, oh, this was a success. What are we going to do next? Like, you know, they didn't force a sequel or anything like that.
Right.
It's just like the natural next step. And obviously now they have more budget because they know it's going to be good.
It's going to be phenomenal. This is a show that makes you question reality. You really start to wonder, am I even a real nigga or not?
Yeah, for real.
Because I think I'm a program at this point.
Yeah, because when you think somebody's real, they're not.
Yeah,
like that.
No, I'm being serious.
Like Bernard, I'm like, yo, Bernard, they dropped that shit. I'm like, that dude
Bernard
ain't real.
Was crazy.
Yo, yeah. Bernard's not
I
real.
I wish the samurai world was like, gonna happen, man.
You know what? They're saving that for us, bro. They not.
I've seen little pieces
they announced
little pieces in the trailer. I watched it. Yeah, they show pieces of it.
Yeah, they announced that there's going to be at least one episode that takes place fully in the samurai world. So we're gonna get that shit.
Great shit.
It's gonna be great. But also, has anyone heard any of the news about the Lord of the Rings TV show coming out?
Yes.
Amazon
picked that up. Yep. They're putting a lot of money into that.
Billions. Billions of dollars.
I would have to listen. I'm a skeptic.
Nothing could beat the movie, but I think they're going to try to beat the movie.
But what if? But this is the thing. Why
this could
not
be another
why
Game of Thrones?
Why can't it beat the movie? Because you get a lot more development for your characters and stuff, so it's possible.
I think it's going to happen. Well, I mean, it's all based off of the characters who they book. They don't have anybody yet.
Not yet. It's still early. But think about all the characters they have that they can delve into and the other stories they can tell. I think that's one of the reasons why I like Star Wars Solo movies that are outside of that. I think Solo is going to be good because it's just not. It's
no, it's
that
not.
Beginning.
Hold on. Solo will be good.
Yeah.
And I think that there should be a ban on all Wizards and Midgets television shows due to just because of Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones is so good, they deserve to just have the rights to Wizards and Midgets.
There's so much more out there, man.
Okay, so
much more
for
out
the record,
let's not shut it down.
The Solo movie is not going to be good. It's going to be okay at best.
Stop it.
I might be pleasantly surprised and walked out of the Han Solo movie and be like, okay, that was a decent enough film. It had some high points. I think it's going to be a mixed mash of tones. I think the storytelling is going to be inconsistent. I think it's going to do some things very, very well. And it's going to like just fucking blow in other ways. And like, I have very strong feelings towards that. Because originally the guys who were going to direct that movie were Phil Lord and Chris Miller. I was like, yo, I bet I'm on board. They made a lot of my favorite like comedy movies, and apparently they fired them halfway through filming because they were making it like
a goddamn comedy. That's why
it was going to be a fun space buddy cop adventure with Han Solo and Chewbacca. Like, yo,
this ain't no buddy cop film.
Oh, not cop, but like, smuggler
film.
This
ain't fucking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, my nigga.
Yo, in space,
like, they're going to have a fun adventure. And you know what they're like? No, it needs to be dark and more serious.
Yeah, like, when you're flying in space trying to kill motherfuckers, it's not funny, my nigga.
What the fuck is wrong with AJ right now?
Oh my goodness.
Yo, if you want to call in tonight, 856-457-8660. The question of the night was, who do you think is going to get killed in Infinity War? That's the question we put out there on our Instagram page.
But the next question is, how right am I? Am I completely right or absolutely right?
Absolutely wrong.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no, Infinity War, I'm telling you, I agree with you on everything.
Oh, no, that movie's going to be good. Like,
we know that.
At worst, it's going to be very good. If not, it's gonna be great. Or if not,
like at worst, the worst you're gonna do is very, very good.
That's amazing. You guess what? You want to know how much better Marvel is than DC? No one would ever say that about a DC movie.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like, and the thing is, he said that.
Worst case scenario, this movie's gonna be very, very good.
Worst case scenario is gonna be a strong 8 out of 10. Like that's the worst case scenario. Yeah. If not, it's gonna be like a 10. It's gonna be a.
That's fucking
Balling.
Amazing.
That's gonna be fire.
Oh, man, I shouldn't straight be fire. Throwing things. I'm sorry.
Yo, Rob Schwartz, you got this big-ass book on the desk, Walking Dead.
Oh, man, this book is dope.
What's this? Is this a pop-up book?
This is a pop-up book.
Yo, check that shit out. So, you guys been watching Walking Dead?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, season, man, we've been fucking ended, watching right? it.
Season finale?
I stopped watching, and I just started reading reviews and summaries.
For some people, the series finale was 2 years ago, because they said, fuck this show.
Yeah, that's when I stopped watching. I'm not going to lie, that's when I stopped watching it.
There's been some shows that I've literally quit, that I loved. One of them was True Blood. I said, I can't take it no more. First or second episode of the last season,
Heroes.
I said, fuck this show.
Heroes.
Same thing.
Early, yeah.
It just fucking fucking disgusts me. And one show I should have did that on was Dexter, because the last episode was the worst thing that ever appeared on television.
It's unfortunate, because the second to last season of Dexter had like a pretty big improvement over the last few seasons.
Yeah.
Season 7 was a very solid season. I was like, oh man, this gives me hope for the finale. And then they fucked it up.
And now I'm feeling like I might need to abandon ship on motherfucking Walking Dead. Listen, because they are fucking up.
If you want to abandon Walking Dead based on what I've read, to be fair, I've not seen the last episode, but I've read enough about it. Oh, spoilers alert, I guess, whatever. Now is the perfect time to end it, because they treated this season as like a series finale, and even though it's confirmed for another season, it's almost going to be not like a reboot, but it's going to be kind of like a new chapter. Like, apparently this is a real good place to just like stop.
But that's where the comic book is, though. That's the whole thing, is like the comic book. It's this, though. I mean, I'm going to spoil everything, but the Whispers is the next big thing, and they're showing hints of them coming in next season. When he saw that big-ass herd, and he said, that's coming for us?
Right.
That's when the Whispers were introduced.
My question for you, bro, is what the fuck are they even afraid of zombies at this point? Zombies are fucking whack in that world.
Because they can still kill you.
They can't.
Zombies, one thing I learned from Walking Dead is zombies are inconsistent. Sometimes they'll walk real slow. Mm-hmm. Yo, sometimes they run.
Season 1, the motherfucker was just running after everybody.
No, they made them so real.
They couldn't do that anymore.
They're made out of nothing. Little kids are stabbing them in the head. Like, if a kid can stab these things in the because they...
Well, there's a whole theory behind that, too, is because as it's going on...
They're getting decomposed. That would only make sense,
but people are dying on the show, waking up zombies, and then they just stab them in the head softly.
Fair.
And so it almost seems like the disease, if you had to...
But you don't know how long people have been dead either. So
No. I'm talking about they die right then.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. And they just... I mean, they push a knife through. Sometimes they don't even...
They take a stick.
Yeah, like, bro.
Stab him with a stick. And
that's not even sharp in the front, my dude. They will take this fucking soda can and push it through somebody's head. Listen, a child stabbed a man through the back of his head, that fucking Henry kid.
Henry.
A kid can't stab you through the fucking head, bro.
Have you ever tried as a kid?
To stab someone in the head or in the body?
I mean, to stab them in the head. Like, you know, like, you're like, how do you know? How do you know? Do you have first-hand experience?
Let's not
answer that. We got a call on the line. Let's not answer that question. Deb, save yourself. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hey, I'm Justin. I'm from New Jersey.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, so are we talking about Infinity War
yes,
right now?
Yes, we are, man. What's up?
Yeah, search stuff for something good.
I've given up on The Walking Dead. I think that an Avenger is going to die, and I think a Guardian of the Galaxy is going to die.
Which one?
That's my theory. So I'm thinking... This is the obvious, definitely, but I think it's going to be Captain America.
I do too.
Because a lot of people are stuck between, oh, it's going to be Iron Man or it's going to be Captain America. I think it's going to be Captain America because he was the first Avenger, and I feel like they have so many. It feels like they're setting up so many opportunities for like a passing of the baton. So, like, since Iron Man was sort of, like, the first movie and, like, the first ever Avenger introduced in the MCU almost, what I think is, I think Iron Man is going to try to continue his legacy and then maybe pass the shield on to someone else, like either Bucky or I don't know about Bucky because now he's apparently White Wolf. So I'm thinking, so it could be Bucky, but also it could be Falcon. It could be one of them. And then also I feel if a Guardian of the Galaxy is going to die, I think it's going to be this might be pretty big, so it might not happen, but it could add some emotional depth to it. I think that Gamora could die because it could have some emotional weight for Peter Quill because, you know, she's like his love interest. But it could also have emotional weight for Thanos because she's his, like, quote-unquote adopted daughter. So maybe, like, he could do that. But, like, maybe it could have a lasting effect on him. That's what I'm thinking.
I hope you're wrong, man. Damn.
I think Gamora...
I mean, that would be dark, but I don't know if they'd go that dark.
Yeah, I think Gamora is definitely on the list, but I think Peter Quill might actually get killed in these movies.
They're 110% not killing him. Yeah. That, no, they're no, not killing no, Peter Quill. Yeah, he is the star of the Guardians of the Galaxy series.
But listen,
he
is because guy. James Gunn is going to... He's not going to be around for Act 2 of this, Phase 4. So,
Yes. He's confirmed to do Guardians Volume 3, and that's part of Phase 4.
Cut it the fuck out.
Volume 3, yes. He's going to do the third
and third that's in
one.
Phase 4 yeah, after Avengers. Right, so
it is.
Man, yeah. They're not killing Chris Pratt. Absolutely not. They're not killing Chris Pratt. They're not killing Rocket, and they're not killing Groot. They might kill Drax. I doubt it, but they might. That Mantis skull might die. I think more so...
No one gives a fuck if
she dies. Yeah, to be fair. Nebula, I think, is a really good chance of dying. Another person who's like I'm calling now.
She's his daughter.
Yeah, because like they could do the whole thing with the weight, and they could keep Gamora for the sequels. Like the core Guardians group, I think is pretty much like they have protagonist armor.
You know what? Honestly, I feel like what they could do is they could kill like almost everybody in the third one, and I feel like maybe at the end of this or in the fourth one, they could do like. Doctor Strange somehow gets back the time stone in the Eye of Agamotto and maybe messes up with time, like time travels back and fixes it. But also that could open it up towards new things like Captain Marvel, maybe even X-Men or Fantastic Four.
I mean, it makes sense. Makes sense. I mean, that would make it very comic bookish. You know what I'm saying? That would actually... That makes sense.
Nah, so like, we don't want to see it go down that way.
I don't
want
to see it go down that way, but it's solid.
So like, this is the way I see it. Like they said in multiple interviews that you know, first of all, Avengers 3, Infinity Wars, and 4, that's untitled, were filmed back to back. Like the next Avengers movie comes out in a year and some change, like a year and like a month maybe. But like obviously we're still hyped about Infinity Wars this month. So with that in mind, they also said they're treating Avengers 3 and 4 as the grand finale of the cinematic universe. Obviously they're doing Phase 4, they already have movies planned and they're going to do it well into the future. But they said they're treating these two movies specifically as if it's like the series finale almost. And then after that, it's going to be something completely different. All in the same universe and continuity, but... It's going to like close out a lot of the storylines, wrap up a lot of the individual things in that regard.
So they're
going to
throw away these dumbass X-Men movies that they're planning on still fucking making?
Well, you see, that's Fox. No, like, this has nothing to do with Fox. They already said that the Fox still was made after they started filming these movies.
So what?
And they're not changing the plans.
They can just can them
shit. They can, but they're not going to.
But the deal's not done yet. So, and two, you know, Fox is putting out this stuff to bolster up their value.
Oh, my God.
If these movies are a hit, there you go.
Fucking stuck.
Well, no, here's the thing. They agreed on the deal. They agreed on the price. They got everything down packed. But there are a lot of like legal matters that has to pass pretty much like the FCC. Because like, you know, Fox owns News Station, Disney owns News Station. And even though Disney's not buying the Fox News Station, just buying the movie aspect of it, there's still a lot of red tape. A lot of like, when you're talking like billions and billions of dollars worth of deals, there are a lot of lawyers, a lot of like officials, a lot of people who have to like approve of it. Because like, it can reach the point where like, if there's something like shaky with the contract or something, even if they want to merge it, they could stop it. They can legally like stop this merger from happening, and then we can never get the X-Men together with the MCU. I do not believe that's going to happen. Fox has enough money and lawyers to push it through if they really, really want to, that I know they want to. And Obviously, so does Disney. It's definitely going to happen, but until the deal is 110%, it passes all the legal clearance and everything's like 10 out of 10. Yeah, we 100% have legal right to do this, and like the ink has dried and everything's groovy. The X-Men aren't even going to get planned to be in the MCU. I'm sure they have some thoughts in the background and having some discussions, but they're definitely not going to alter plans for a movie coming out next year that's already done filming.
Well, what they need to do is make X-Men that already happened, the bullshit, the whack fucking ones with fucking Hugh Jackman and fucking Halle Berry and these fucking goofballs. They need to make that the MCU's MCU. So it's like, that's the X-Men that they watched on TV. So like, they get to meet Halle Berry, like, thanks for playing me on TV. Hugh Jackman's like really Hugh Jackman in their world, who plays Wolverine on TV and
that would
shit
be
like
so
that.
Better.
You're never going to be able to erase it from your memory, man. It's here to stay. It is what it is.
Listen, man.
And there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, nothing at all. You just got to hope when they do it over, they do it right. That's all you can hope for.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like they did a lot of good with the X-Men. You guys definitely trash talked the X-Men way too much. They have had really great movies, and you also had trash movies. I'm not going to defend the trash.
No, they had one really, really great movie.
They had maybe two.
No. They had one, and one was almost good. First Class is the best.
And then
they had the one that was the time travel one, but it didn't make fucking sense. All
right, so X-Men 1, X-Men 2.
No.
You know, Bull, First Class.
Shit. No.
Days of Future Past.
Trash.
Deadpool.
That don't count.
Yes, it does. Listen, they had some solid movies.
Bro, that does not count.
No.
It doesn't look the same as
X-Men in the title. X-Men in the title movie.
It doesn't count.
And they're bullshit.
Yeah, they're bullshit.
For real.
We were happy to see Wolverine on the screen. That's about it.
We finally saw them together. You're so hype about that. That's
it could have been. If Wolverine in 1999 was played by fucking
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. I swear to God, people would have still been like, yo, that's dope. No, this shit is terrible, yo. Fucking terrible.
I don't know. Like, you guys are fucking wrong, but whatever.
Yo, there's a real life mutant that lived, years ago. He died. And I just watched a documentary about this motherfucker. I used to watch him on TV as a kid. Did y'all see this Andre the Giant shit?
Yo, that shit
I can't wait. I haven't seen it yet.
What's that, a movie or?
Oh, my God. This documentary on HBO is phenomenal.
HBO. Yeah. It was about Andre the Giant when he was doing his. It's about his whole backstory, you know, when he was born all the way through to his death. The documentary was incredible.
This motherfucker was a regular dude until he was like 15. And then he just started growing
and
big.
Couldn't stop.
Yeah, like how, imagine that shit. Like, you're just regular size, and then it was just like, over the summer, this motherfucker grew 5 inches. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, this nigga grew another 3 inches last month. You start getting scared as hell. Like, what's going on? Yo, this dude's, you could put three of your fingers on his one ring.
His ring.
And right. Then he'd take it off your three fingers, dog, and just put it on his joint snugly.
Damn. He had the hands of a bear and shit.
Yeah, and then the chicks was perverts because they was trying to fuck with him. They was trying to see what the Lundy Law was like, man.
Like Ric Flair said, look at his hands, look at his feet. Yeah. What else you got to know?
Yeah, that shit was crazy, but that dude lived a super uncomfortable and painful life, dog.
Yeah. I mean, people could talk about the money and the fame and how great that is, but when you really think about it, he couldn't get into a regular car. He couldn't get into a car.
He lived on an airplane, basically, because he kept flying back and forth, but he couldn't fit in the bathroom. So imagine he's on a regular airplane. Like, you could be on it with him.
They had to put a sheet up.
They put a sheet up, and you have to take a shit in a bucket.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's awful.
Yeah, dog. Crazy.
We got a caller. Caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Go on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that shit is crazy, man. Like,
his life was real bad, but the whole story between him and Hulk Hogan was so fucking dope. And people were scared of this motherfucker.
Wait, what happened with them?
Well, no. Well, him and Hulk Hogan was really, really cool, like really, really tight, and he kind of passed his torch. Legacy, torch
he
off
put,
the Hulk
he put
Hogan.
Hulk over.
Yeah,
yeah. WrestleMania 3,
him a star.
He put him over. And that was the thing. If you were wrestling with Andre, if he didn't like you,
he didn't have to abide by the script because there was nothing you could do about it. Basically, even a wrestler that was like a full-size, big-ass dude was like a kid to him. So Arnold Schwarzenegger said they went out to dinner, and he's like trying to pay for the bill, and, you know, the Giant is telling him no. Like, I'm paying. And he told him, like, no, you the boss in wrestling. Here, I'm the boss. I'm paying. And he said, okay, thanks. And then picked him up like a kid and just like sat him up on
a ledge of shit.
Yeah. Like, he said he literally picked him up like he was a little boy and just sat him on a, like.
I need to watch this. It's on Netflix?
No, it's on HBO.
HBO. Okay.
We got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Stuart and I'm calling from California.
What's up, Stuart?
West Coast.
What you want to say tonight, Stuart?
So Infinity War talk, I feel like Cap will for sure die. And from the Guardians, I feel like Drax has a chance of dying too.
Yeah, I think Cap is like a no-brainer, I think, for everybody. Tony Stark may or maybe not. I hear they're going to put him in a lot more films, though. They're still going to use Tony like the Stan Lee character.
Yeah.
So I think Tony might make it. Drax is a good one, though, because Drax is kind of whack to me.
He is like, fucking whack.
Well, after what's my name that beat him up? Damn. And Guardians 1.
I forget.
With the
you're talking about the bad guy?
Yeah.
Like the Kree that had no personality?
Yeah.
Like he was a forgettable dude.
Like once that dude whipped Drax ass, I'm like, who you gonna fight? You can't fuck with Thanos right now, for real. Like you couldn't beat the Destroyer. Like, what do you wanna do now? You could beat like henchmen up. That was it. So Drax could go for me.
See, they kind of ruined his character in the second Guardians movie. But that's a different story.
Why don't they kill Hawkeye?
Thrown in the Destroyer, that's it. Hawkeye?
They're not going to kill him. Absolutely.
Why don't,
not.
I mean, no,
they're
he should be
to.
Dead in 10 seconds. Why isn't he dead?
So it's a Black Widow in a sense, too.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to get, he's got a special role. There's a reason you're not seeing him in any clips, footage, or anything. He has a special role that's going to roll over to Avengers 4. Watch.
Shit.
Watch. He's going to be the glue of this whole
thing.
What
I don't understand is, how are you on a fucking team with like Tony Stark and you don't have no armor or nothing? Wouldn't you just be like, can I get a fucking suit?
You know what I mean?
Like,
yo, hook me up, bro.
Yeah, like, can I get an Iron Man suit since I'm kind of out here dick naked?
With unlimited arrows in the back for me.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Listen, man. You know.
Maybe Tony's stingy.
Tony must. I mean, he don't even know Peter Parker, and he got him some dope shit. It's like, can you get me a costume, please? Please.
Can you give me a jetpack, please?
Like, I need something where I'm not fighting aliens with fucking bows and arrows, dog. That's fucking crazy.
Caller, thanks for calling in.
I mean, like, here's my thing with whoever dies in this movie. Whoever dies in Infinity Wars is going to be an important character that we care about, but who doesn't necessarily have to live to survive until 4. Like, we already know Captain America is going to be in 4. We already know Iron Man's going to be in 4. We already know the Hulk is going to be in 4. We already know the Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be in 4 as a whole. Maybe like a member might die between 3 and 4. But with that in mind, the people who are most likely to die in this one, who might not necessarily be necessary for the next one, Nebula. Loki is so dead.
Yeah. He don't make it off the ship.
No, he does not make it off the ship. There's no way he lives in this movie. But they're not going to kill off Thor. If they kill off Thor, it would be in the next one. But even then, they kind of like hit their stride with Ragnarok. So I doubt they kill him off because they want to keep him going forward.
Yeah, Thor got new life right now.
Yeah, he got like a little jolt right there. So I think he's safe for now. But in the next Avengers movie, I don't think Tony Stark's going to die at all. I do not believe he's going to die. Captain America's going to die in 4. And it's hard to say who else, really.
How many people are going to be, like, should been killed? And, like, Thanos is, like, talking to him and not killing him. You know, like, movie shit where you, like, got somebody at the edge of the cliff and you could kill him and you say, I've been waiting forever for this moment. How does it feel to know that you will soon be dead in the next 30 seconds if nobody stops me?
What are you doing?
I mean, that's what the whole fucking Walking Dead show is, where Rick trying to kill fucking Negan, all of a sudden he can't shoot. He slices his throat and then just does.
But how did Negan get his hand blown off and he still beats up Rick?
Listen, man. listen.
I don't.
When it comes to that shit, like if you didn't know, Negan got his throat cut.
Yeah, he dies. Yeah,
but earlier Morgan cut somebody else.
And he didn't die.
But Morgan cut somebody else.
He didn't die.
Morgan cut somebody else's throat the same right before that same way.
And he's dead.
And he's dead right away.
Like just he just didn't die, and then he says save him.
Because Negan on that other shit.
No. This is the thing that I don't get about that.
If I was on the squad, this is just to be somewhat realistic, just somewhat. When Rick says, save him, don't kill him. Doug, you know how many people on the squad would have said, Rick, you're our leader, but get the fuck out of here, dog. They'd have walked right over there and shot him in the head. Yep. And ain't nobody going to kill you for it or do nothing. Like, what's her name?
Maggie
wouldn't even have said nothing. She'd have just walked
over
there.
She's so tough and she breaks down and cries.
Listen, they would body him. Nobody would be trying to hear that. At that point, it's like, Rick, you're not fit to be the leader, my G. He gotta go.
Yeah.
It's over for him.
All the shit that motherfucker did.
Like, come on, dog. So now Maggie is against Rick. Now she's the villain.
But you saw who she was talking to.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
What the hell? And Jesus the whole time is like, Jesus save is the, everybody.
Right, Jesus is a bitch ass.
He tells Morgan, use this side of the stick. Don't kill him.
Hold on, I gotta watch my mouth. I hope he know who I was talking about.
We gotta call her on the line. Call her, you there.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Justin from New Jersey from before. I got disconnected before, but I wanted to just add one more thing.
What's up?
Okay, so one of you mentioned Loki.
Yeah,
about
pardon me.
Him possibly dying. I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I've been, from the trailers, I've been picturing how I think, like, what is going to happen to him and what's going to happen to Thor. I think that what's going to happen is, with the way Thor Ragnarok ended with the ship coming, I think that Thor and Loki are going to go to Thanos on his ship and the Black Order, the four children. And I think, looking from the trailer, what it seems is Loki is going to give the Tesseract to Thanos. And what I think is Thanos is going to, you know, being like the cocky guy he is, he's going to basically, what that shot of him like grabbing Thor's head, whenever I see that, I always picture, and like the shot of like them holding a spear up to Loki, I always picture just Thanos forcing Thor to watch them murder his brother. And I don't know why. I just think that's how it's going to happen.
I could definitely see that happening. And the other thing is, as far as Loki goes, he's been in, like, you know, all three Thor movies and the Avengers movie and now this one, too. He's had a pretty complete character arc.
Yeah.
And also, like, since he has a complete character arc, they can kill him off. And it isn't just like, oh, man, they killed him off too soon. Like, he played his part in, like, a lot of different movies.
And he's corny.
Yeah. Well, no, I like him.
Justin, thanks for the phone call, man.
So it would definitely have, like, a lot of emotional weight, and it would definitely work within the narrative of, like, you know, the movie and also, like, the MCU as a whole, beginning, middle, end. And the other thing is that I don't really see too many people talk about. You guys realize this is a villain movie, right? Like, the entire movie is from Thanos' point of view.
Yes, sir.
So, like, that's going to be interesting, and Marvel movie has never done that. And if you look at the trailers, and none of the trailers doesn't make it seem like that. It looks to seem like, oh, it's the Avengers, and they're going to stop Thanos. But you're going to get into that theater, and Thanos is going to be, like 70% of that movie.
Bodying people left and right.
Mm. Yeah, like, it's literally just going to be us falling.
Damn, I can't wait for this shit.
Like, that's going to be wild.
Cannot wait for this shit, man.
But you know what else I can't wait for? Captain. Actually, does anyone care about Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I do. Yeah. I actually do, yes. Yeah.
Because the first Ant-Man was a solid movie. Like, not.
I thought you was about to say something crazy.
Oh, no. It was a solid movie. It was a very solid movie.
It was hot.
Like, strong 8 out of 10. Like, you know, no major issues.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, there are two movies coming out between Avengers 3 and 4. There's Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out later this year, and then Captain Marvel in the beginning of next year before Avengers 4. Captain Marvel is a prequel. It takes place in the 90s. So this one, or Ant-Man and the Wasp, is the only movie that actually, canonically, time-wise, take place between 3 and 4. So, like, that puts it in a very unique situation.
Guess what?
What?
If Marvel makes it,
it's going to be good.
That's all we give a fuck about. Slap the name on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's all we... Listen, DC, sell Batman.
I'm telling you, bro.
Batman and the Avengers will be fucking fire. Sell them.
Stop it.
Sell them.
Stop it, man. DC's going to change your mind. Watch.
Okay, you can pick one. You can either have Disney do a Justice League movie, or Disney can do the X-Men. Pick one.
Oh, no, fuck that. I want the X-Men. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Batman could die somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
I saw the best Batman movie there'll ever be.
Which one?
The second one of the last one.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Fair. So it doesn't matter. We lived through it.
That entire trilogy was like solid. No major issues there.
Yeah. Like, fuck it. Yeah,
nobody's going to argue with that.
Yeah, but I
except
guess.
AJ. Here
we come. Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with those movies. Absolutely nothing wrong. Like, that trilogy was rock solid, and I just wish they kept that momentum. Can you imagine if the DC Extended Universe was as good as the Batman trilogy that Chris Nolan did? Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh.
We got a caller on the line.
Trilogy was trash.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Aiden Petra. I'm calling from Carthage, Missouri.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what do you want to talk about?
So I was calling this, to talk about who is going to die in Infinity War.
Who do you think?
I think it's going to be Tony Stark, Iron Man.
And why do you think that?
The reason is because he's been kind of a vital driving force for the whole kind of Marvel Cinematic Universe, and in Spider-Man Homecoming is kind of a father figure to Peter too. So I think he would die like kind of to character develop Peter a little more too.
He would be a more devastating loss than Captain America, I believe, to the public.
Oh, definitely. No doubt.
That would be crazy. So do you think if that happens, do you think that Shuri will take his place as the go-to technical person of the team?
If Black Panther's going to back the Avengers, yes. If not, no.
Like, I do want Shuri to have, like, a bigger role in, like, the MCU going forward. And, like, what was the name, like, Riri Williams in the comics? She took over the mantle of Iron Man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, she could become Lionheart or something.
But another rumor I heard is that, you know, after Avengers 4, Stan Lee will stop doing his cameos because he's getting old. He already filmed the cameos for Captain Marvel and Avengers 4 and Ant-Man and the Wasp and all that stuff.
Yes.
So,
and Tony Stark's going to take up his place doing it.
Like that's
call,
a rumor.
Caller.
That's a very popular rumor that I would believe. So like maybe like Iron Man retires, you know, Shuri takes the place of Riri in the MCU. You know, maybe get her own movie, things like that. I think there are going to be some crazy movies coming out of Phase 4 that we are just, like, not expecting.
Definitely.
Like, you know, having an Iron Man movie with, like, you know, Shuri would be, like, really dope. Fantastic Four would be cool.
We had another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Austin Keys, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, baby.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
So who do you think's going to die in Infinity War?
I personally feel like Thor will die. And the reason why I think Thor will die is because you haven't really seen that much of him in the Infinity War trailer. And if you look at some of the pictures from Avengers 4, the on-set pictures, it's mostly Thor in his Avengers 1 costume. And you haven't really seen from Avengers 4, short-haired Thor with eye patch. So that's why I feel like he's going to die.
So you don't think they're going to do a Thor 3? I mean, another Thor after this? A 4?
If they were to do a Thor 4, I feel like it would be Valkyrie. Because in the comics, she's kind of like, well, she's a little bit like Thor. But I don't feel like they would do Jane Foster because of Natalie Portman not really wanting to do Thor because of, like, different agendas. Not like, well, she didn't agree with Thor the Dark World because I guess the director of Wonder Woman was supposed to direct Dark World, but they didn't do it, and so she got mad and she didn't want to do it. That's what I've heard. But if Thor was to survive, they would 100% do a Thor 4.
Ah, I think you're totally wrong on this one, my man. Yes. They're not going to kill Thor. Thor 3, you know, that movie did so well. They're going to do, if they don't make a Thor 4, he's just going to be in other Marvel movies. He's that guy you can use. They showed his comedic side now, too. He has such a great relationship with the Hulk. You're not going to kill that dude now. It's too much value there.
The Hulk's another character who is 100% not going to die.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a buddy cop film again with those two, in a sense. Like, they're not going to get rid of Thor. I think you're wrong on that one, man.
Oh, no.
Yo, I want to see some of the TV show dudes in it.
A Thor 4.
Like Phil Coulson?
Yeah.
No, he's already a movie dude.
Yeah, but you can still bring him back.
Do you think they will do a World War Hulk?
No.
They tried to do that with Ragnarok. Here's the thing. Technically, Universal owns the rights to the standalone Hulk movies. But because of a loophole, they can use the Hulk in, like, you know, the crossover movies.
Along with other characters.
Along with other characters, pretty much. So yeah.
Did Planet Hulk with Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's going to be, like, the closest we get to something like that. Unless Universal just wants to sell the rights to Marvel. Like, they already said, actually, that Thor Ragnarok, Avengers 3, and Avengers 4 kind of has, like, a Hulk trilogy story arc for that character. So, like, he's 100% alive in 4, and his story continues, at least up until that point. After that, I don't know. But to the best of my knowledge, are there any real popular Marvel stories where the Hulk died? Like,
oh yeah, he's died plenty of times.
I mean, I can't think of one that pops off. Unless they kill off, like, the entire universe.
Deadpool kills the Marvel universe.
Yeah, but that's a little bit more of a blanket thing.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah, like, there's some...
Yeah, that's a different universe.
Yeah, like, there are some universes where they literally kill off everyone and the Hulk's part of it, and that makes sense. But, like, are there any, like, you know, sort of like the death of Wolverine or, like, you know, the end of Civil War?
Thanks for the call.
Are there any real popular stories where the Hulk specifically dies?
Well, you got Amadeus Cho as the Hulk. So you have other people take over as the Hulk, too.
And just have the Hulk retire or something like that? I don't know. I feel like he still likes the idea of being the Hulk. You know, Chris Evans has been doing this for a minute. He's kind of ready to retire. It wouldn't surprise me if he left. Tony Stark, or, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr., he's been Iron Man for so long. I don't think they're going to kill him off, but I definitely see them passing the Stan Lee mantle. Because, like, there's literally no other person that continued the tradition who's better than Robert Downey Jr. if they stop doing it with Stan Lee.
And that's literally hard to replace. It's hard to replace a character that does it so well.
Exactly. There's no other Tony Hawk unless you... Not Tony Hawk. Tony Stark. Unless you're making a completely different character. But, you know, that's neither here or there. But, let's see. What other movies are coming out?
Now, what characters will we want to see a new... Like, you know, you mentioned earlier that we're going to be surprised in the next phase of, like, who gets movies and stuff like that. What characters would we want to see that people might not really know about that much that you think would have their own movie? That would be fire. Like, who would it be? Like a Night Thresher, like a fucking Nova, like would Nova
would be lit.
Nova Corps. Like, would that be hard?
I mean, look, you could do it space wise. There's a lot you could do. Nova Corps, definitely. I mean, who does? I mean, you still. I think the thing is bringing back these other characters. You want to get the FF back in here and done right, finally. Who I want to see a
People
great
probably
Dr.
scared
Doom,
of it.
You know what I mean?
I've seen
Dr. Doom so many times now, but I just want to see a great Dr. Doom.
People, the only reason to actually do a Fantastic Four movie is to see Dr. Doom at
of
this
course.
Point. That's it. And fuck the Fantastic Four at this point.
But there's talk of them doing a Dr. Doom movie, solo movie out there, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Don't.
But, I mean, I there's so many great stories on it. Like,
what if they say fuck Fantastic Four and they do the other one? What are they called? When they got the white suits and
Future
shit.
Future Foundation?
Yeah.
You see, if they get the rights to Fantastic Four back, they're doing the Fantastic Four, let's be real.
But the Future Foundation is
all right, so, like, here are the only, like, movies that are 100% confirmed for Phase 4 are, you know, Guardians Volume 3 and the next Spider-Man movie. That's the only thing we know confirmed they're working on it right now that's going to be in Phase 4.
Right.
Other movies that are rumored for Phase 4 include, but are not limited to, Black Widow. Nova's actually a rumor. The Thunderbolts would be kind of cool. And obviously, there's no way they don't do a Black Panther sequel. There's 0% chance they don't do a Black Panther sequel.
Oh, no,
that's
too definitely,
much
no,
money.
That
made so much money.
That's definitely
But, I want to see Secret Invasion with the Skrulls. I think that's a great storyline you could do And it would just be an incredible.
You know, the scrolls. I think Hawkeye, the movie would be fire. I bet you it is.
My theory is that Secret Invasion.
What? Hold on. Wait. Hold on. You ever saw the Bourne Identity, Joan, that was only him?
Uh-huh.
It was fire.
Yeah.
It was actually better. It was actually
Hawkeye.
It was actually better than Bourne Identity. Yes, it was. He was like a superhuman.
Are you out of your fucking
mind? He was Jason Bourne with actual powers. This motherfucker was super strong as shit. This dude had healing factor. This nigga was lit, dog. That shit was hard.
No.
Yo, he's fire. You ever saw The Town? He was that dude in The Town. Hawkeye, the movie. Let him run around, shoot people in the head with arrows. Let him fight some humans. Let him fight some people that he should be fighting.
We got Arrow for that on DC. On CW.
Nah.
He shoots everybody.
Nah.
I put my guy to murder. This murder rap is so long. He kills everybody.
That nigga's corny.
Kills everybody.
Nah, he's corny.
I want to see Secret Invasion, though. That's what I want to see.
So, like, this is my theory. The Captain Marvel movie is confirmed to have the Skrulls in it. So, I think that Avengers 4 may actually be Secret Invasion. We find out in a post-credit sequence, maybe they do a fake-out. We think Tony Stark dies. I mentioned this before, actually, so I'm not going to repeat it completely. But fake-out at the end, Tony Stark's alive. Nick Fury and Phil Coulson come out of the woodworks and say, hey, I don't know who to trust. But we know we can trust you. Like
we know we got a dead Skrull here, and we know they were impersonating Maria Hill or somebody, and it just jumps off from there.
Would also explain why there are some Avengers in the leaked Avengers 4 trailer. Not trailer, but like photos. Why they have their old costumes on. Because they could be the Skrulls or something like that.
And it could be time travel. There's so many things.
What major Marvel comic book storyline has time travel in it? That comes to mind. Can you think of it? I know it's been done. I just can't think of
a lot of things with the Avengers, with Kang, the Conqueror.
Oh, Kang.
He's a big time traveler. I guess what I'm saying is
what storyline would actually be big enough to cap off the last, like, at that point, 11 years and, like, be considered the grand finale for the MCU before going into this new, like, you know, direction with Phase 4? Like, what storyline is that big? And the only thing I can think of, since they don't have the rights to, like, you know, Galactus or, like, you know, those Silver Surfers, is the Secret Invasion. That's the only thing I can think of. But, like, is there any other ones that I'm missing? Or, like,
let me think about that for a minute. Jorge,
what is up? All right, here we go. So
Jorge got some questions for us.
So earlier we posted, ask us anything you want us to answer on tonight's podcast, and we're gonna answer them. So we got a question. Actually, we got like more than 50 questions, but we'll get around to whichever ones we can get to. All right, here we go, guys. Who would win in a fight? Hitman, the video game, John Wick, Deadshot, or Punisher?
What kind of fight?
So, I guess no prep time. New York City
no
alley.
Weapons, no prep time?
Hmm?
Deadshot, probably, right?
He'll say it's John Wick.
John Wick.
I hear him outside the booth. John Wick. I'm with you, man. John Wick.
John Wick?
John Wick, yo. John Wick, yo. John Wick's all headshots. When you fucking were to do that,
what about Deadshot?
I mean, I guess.
Deadshot?
I guess.
I mean,
you crossing different genres here, but I'm fucking with John Wick.
I'm all about Team John Wick, like, honestly. Like, he's just absurd.
Awesome. Yeah, you got your answer, pepper.missho at Instagram.
What? All right. What?
That's her username.
Yeah. All right.
All right. The next question is, here we go. This one, thing you like. Do you think they should make a solo Red Hood TV show by Moda46?
Fuck no.
Not a TV show. A movie, yes, but not a TV show.
Nothing.
Look. Oh, I forgot it's DC, so they fucking with what DC's doing. But the animated movie was incredible. So if they can do it like that, I said it before. DC should look at their animated division and just literally
make the same way as
the animated movie.
They need to make the animated movies, but make them with that extra level of animation where it goes more in the 3D type of, you know what I mean? It's like put more production value into it and make it more like Ready Player One
looking levels so that it passes as like, this is it's a movie. You know what I'm saying?
They just need
to get the stories straight to DVD.
Man, the stories are great for their animated movies.
He said this shit is red box at best. he said that it will be red box. That's what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? Red Hood is red box in the hood.
All right, Nico_Hennigan asks, who would you choose if you had to recast the original Avengers?
Oh, dude, that's rough. That's rough.
I literally couldn't do that.
You could
do that. If you had to.
No,
I can't even think of anyone who immediately comes to mind for any of them.
Because it's always people, like, it's always actors you don't really think about. Like, it's the obscure guy, not the superstar.
Just pick one Avenger you could recast. Iron Man's too hard. I can't think of another Tony Stark because he's just so perfect. Robert Downey Jr.
There is one person who, if they chose someone else, I wouldn't be mad at. Originally, he was actually supposed to be Doctor Strange, but he turned it down, and then they got Benedict Cumberbatch. But it's the guy, Joaquin Phoenix. He's the guy who played the main character in Her.
Oh,
he would have been great.
He would have been phenomenal.
He's
too short. He got that fucked up scar on his face.
Yo, I'm talking about that. He's a good ass.
He would have killed the
Doctor. He can't do Doctor Strange.
If I could recast one character, or if I had to pick one, it would be that.
I could see him doing Bruce Banner.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's a better one.
But not Doctor
Strange. That's a better one.
He could be a better Bruce Banner.
Maybe. He not a better one, then.
He could be another. We could recast him as Bruce Banner. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to cast motherfuckers, man.
Who could we recast as Falcon?
Come on, man. Come on. Anybody could have been Falcon. Let's keep it 100.
Yo, Will Smith.
Every black nigga at work.
Nigga, me.
Come on, Rob.
No, me. Listen, I could have been him. Any nigga could have been him, dog. He was Tupac. You feel what I'm saying? Listen. Anybody could be him.
He was in the
8-Ball,
man.
Listen. That's Papa Doc. Yeah. I really don't feel like that casting. No one gives a fuck.
Dog. What about Aquaman?
Who could do Aquaman?
Oh, man. They went so different with Aquaman.
Yeah, they did.
If you was picking Aquaman, you would literally be somebody that looks like the
more original Aquaman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm real happy with their casting in the DC Extended Universe, for the most part, a couple of characters aside. So I'm not saying you can't get someone else to play Aquaman, but they picked a good one. They picked a good one to bring him into a grounded superhero movie. So, hey, whatever.
Man, fuck all that. They should have kept it. They should have kept the dude.
Also, I'm calling it now. Aquaman is going to be a good movie. It is going to catch everyone off guard.
Okay.
Like, you know, at least
all right.
Like I saw, it's
somebody gonna be eating some humble pie by the end of this year. This will be AJ.
I know for a
dead.
Fact, if a motherfucker can't figure out how to make a fucking good movie on land, he goddamn sure can't do it underneath the goddamn water. This movie is going to be a disaster. Everybody got to get in a bubble to have a conversation and shit.
They said they're not doing that. But.
This is going to be the joint where they were like on He-Man, the movie where it took place on Earth.
it's
going to be on land, and that's going to fucking suck. I'm telling y'all, this movie is just. These motherfuckers are glutton for punishment.
This is a disaster waiting to happen, right?
I don't know, man.
Listen,
I want to see this Aquaman movie, man.
It's gonna be like,
you know what, Aquaman? I want to see it with Vincent Chase. I want to see that. That's the Aquaman I want to see.
It's the Aquaman we never got.
Vincent Chase as Aquaman.
Think of all the challenges. Like all the challenges they're gonna have with Aquaman. They have to. They know this going into this.
They gotta know the best way they can make Aquaman. You know the best way?
Not to make it.
No, I'm gonna tell you, for Marvel to go and make Namor and them copy. That is that's their only hope. That's their only fucking hope. These fuckers are losers.
No one's gonna watch that.
You got another question for
it. Jaeger_boat says, what is the meaning of life?
I mean,
the meaning of life is breathing, boning, fat butts,
What? Laughing with your friends, dog. I think laughing with your friends and enjoying each other, because we're not real people. We're just a simulation.
Nah, we're real.
We're not. We're
here, a couple of years ago, I had a very, very intoxicated conversation about the meaning of life. You know, I think
you
about
drink,
it a lot.
AJ?
No, don't. Every once in a while. You know, when I was 21, it was a wild year. But that's not so.
You're not 21 now, AJ?
I'm 25.
Fuck.
Wow.
Damn.
Yo, that's crazy. AJ's 25. Damn. That's nutty.
Yeah, so, like, three things. One, the meaning of life. In a very broad sense, as society as a whole, not individual, reproduce because we have to in order to like live and continue on, be happy and make the world a better place for other people. End of story. That's it. Keep going. We have like one.
And realize that we're all just one person fragmented into this fucking delusion that we're separate people, but we're just one entity fucking fantasizing about it.
Watching too much Westworld, man.
Here's the deal. Life is short, but life is really long, so you just got to have fun when you're here. Fuck the bullshit.
Life is fucking great.
Life is long, man. We want to live forever.
If every day you're not enjoying the shit you do, stop fucking doing that shit.
The new word for all of y'all at home, YOLF. Not YOLO, YOLF. You only live forever. We're not going nowhere. YOLF.
Nah, man. Stop that.
Party nerds.
And we out! Stop it! We don't want to hear it no more!
Man, YOLF, man.